Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. It is time for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams, and I expect a spirited discussion with him today. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the past 6 years. Pastor Drew and his wife Erica live in Westlake Village, California, and they are the proud parents of their firstborn son, Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Always glad to be on. Appreciate it.
Well, you know the first order of business. I need an update on the status, health, and welfare of baby Andrew.
He is doing great. In fact, this is, though, the last week that my wife will be home full-time. She's going back to work next Monday part-time. We're going to see how it goes. It's not our first choice, but he's doing great. He's been smiling, laughing even. Just so enjoy being around him. So
you do have to let me know when he says Bruce.
Yes, I will. Hopefully that won't be his first word. I want it to be Dad. My wife wants it to be Mom, but
yeah,
we'll see.
It'll be funny. Probably it'll be Feed Me, or I'm Hungry, or I Want. We have a heavy topic today.
Yeah, we do.
And I know that we may have some philosophical differences based on our respective faiths. So I want to turn over this whole notion of forgiveness and unconditional love to you to start with whatever response you have to my column and your own beliefs and what and how they may differ with mine, particularly just in general, the Christian versus Jewish view of it. So please, begin.
Yeah, boy, as I said on the break, we could take a whole month of shows to cover this topic. I think it's so deep and rich, and even as we unpack a little bit about our perspectives, we'll find that, boy, there's a lot to discuss. But you asked a great question to me this week. From my perspective and from a Christian perspective, are we supposed to forgive others? And a couple of verses that I want to share with you, and the majority of these, yes, are spoken by Jesus. Here's one. That
therefore,
he said,
the point, just so listeners know, I asked him on the break, were most of these quotes from the New or the Old Testament? And he said most were from the New.
Mm-hmm.
And I then asked, are most of them from Jesus? And he said yes. And the only point of that and the only relevance is that my religion relies more on the Old Testament and Pastor Drew's on both.
Yeah.
So that's not a right or a wrong. It's just different. So please continue.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you clarified that. One of the things. This is from Matthew 18 verses 21 and 22. So Peter, one of Jesus' disciples, approaches Jesus and asks him, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me?" So this isn't just commits a sin and I catch him doing it. This is a sin against me. And then he asks,
and repeatedly.
Yeah. And he says, up to 7 times, question mark. Jesus answered, listen to this. He says, I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. So he says, continue to forgive. Another one, he says, this is in similar to that, in Luke 17. He says, so watch yourself. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, then forgive him. If he sins against you 7 times in a day and 7 times comes back to you and says, I repent, forgive him. Then another time, if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. And those are some pretty dividing things. You know, people can hear that and say, I don't want anything to do with that.
Well, I'm one of those.
Yeah.
But I believe, and I believe my faith believes, that only God can make the final judgment. And to a secondary level, especially in the case of the Colorado shooter, the only people that have any right to offer any forgiveness are the victims and the victims' families. So that's my belief.
And here's an interesting thing. I completely agree with you. And in my view of what forgiveness is, when I forgive somebody, I'm saying, I am forgiving my need to be the one that exacts justice, and I'm forgiving my need to be the one to carry out justice, and I'm going to allow God to be the one who ultimately is the just one.
Well, that I can support, or I would just add, I will allow God and society, because society certainly has its rules, often based on the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
So if society is going to mete out the punishment and I am going to relinquish my desire or need for revenge, that I support, because we all know that, you know, carrying a vengeful heart, it only hurts yourself in the long run. Obviously, there's a need to mourn or grieve if something as horrific as this has happened to a member of your family. So to expect them just to, you know, quickly and easily forgive and just get over it is foolish. There are all those steps of grieving and mourning that Elizabeth Kubler-Ross has documented are just real. But there's a difference. So if you can get over the idea of revenge and your personal need to extract it, then I am in agreement with you on that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's interesting, even as we understand the word forgive, I actually don't understand forgive as I have the authority to, in a universal way, forgive someone's sin or their brokenness. I really, that's God's job, and I'm thankful that he's got that
Good.
Job because I can't, I am not qualified for that job.
Well, I am. I'll judge it.
There you go. But I do think that often we try to be the ones outside of course, a court of law and the way that we have in our land. We try to exact revenge. We try to bring justice. And like you said, ultimately, that's hard for us, and it hurts us, too. We're the ones carrying that weight if we hold that against, that resentment against somebody for so long, for so many years.
You know, we've talked, you and I, about Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, of course, is the biggest holiday in Judaism. And the job of a Jew, that is a observant Jew, between the beginning of that holiday, which is Rosh Hashanah, and the end, which is Yom Kippur, is to seek out those people upon which you may have hurt or sinned, or whatever the word is, and seek their forgiveness. And what's so interesting is how it's prescribed to do. You are obligated to do it, and you're obligated to try at least three times. So if I have, as an example, stolen money from you, I need to go to you and say, you know, Pastor Drew, I'm so sorry I stole, you know, $20 from you. Here's $20 back. Please forgive me. And if you say, no way, you know, keep your $20. I'm obligated by Jewish law to go to you again and a third time. After the third time, I am off the hook as far as the effort. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm not off the hook as far as what I did, but my job of seeking forgiveness is complete. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just smart.
Yeah.
At some point, now, I don't know how it applies in real life to, God forbid, someone that's killed a loved one of yours. I don't think that killer could come to you and ever expect, oh, it's okay. You know, but I think its application in Judaism is meant for more of the everyday things we do that are, you know, in business and in, you know, cheating a little bit and things like that versus, you know, heinous crimes. I just think it's much more complicated.
Yeah.
We're nearly out of time. Anything else you want to add before we close? I want to leave you with last words.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, too, and I think this spills over just into relationships. I think that it's so important to separate and just be very distinctive between forgiveness and trust.
Mm.
And I think that we can forgive somebody, yet not yet trust them. Let's say there's an abusive relationship where a husband's abusing a wife. From a Christian perspective, I think she's called to forgive him, but she doesn't have to invite him back into the home. He's got to re-earn that trust. There's certain things that she's got to protect herself in. But I think sometimes we mistakenly lump together forgiveness and trust, and we think, oh, if I forgive, then everything's back to how it used to be.
I agree.
It just keeps happening again and again and again. I think it's important to separate.
Well, and to add justice into it. It's forgiveness, it's trust, and it's justice, and it may not be your province to implement the justice.
Well said.
So thank you, Pastor Drew. Where can our listeners find you?
Well, right now on Facebook, as I'm still trying to get this blog up and going, but facebook.com/SurferDrew.
Surfer Drew. All right, Surfer Drew, give my best to Judah Andrew. And I'll look forward to speaking with you next week.
I as well.
It's time for a break. We are going to be back with special guest Dr. Jennifer Weberman. Hang on. Here she is.